cool person.
Hey, the jacket that Buzz Aldrin wore on Apollo 11 sold for $2.7 million.
Wow.
I hope he got the money for that. Because if not, NASA should be putting that in a museum somewhere, don't you think?
Depends on who owns it.
I mean, you don't wear it on a chilly day.
Oh, this makes me sad. This is just a short story. Brian Baumgartner says he tried to distance himself from the Kevin Malone character once The Office ended, but he now kind of accepts that he's stuck with
it. He can't.
I mean, that's why I picked him to do the Christmas message for Janelle.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that's why he's up there.
And he did a Kevin-like greeting. It wasn't over the top, but...
He would not... Wow, that was a chase I missed. He would not be... Yeah, there's your millions. He would not be available to do that cameo if it weren't for that role.
Yeah, so nobody would know who he is.
Just embrace it, man.
And you know, he did a great job. There's a, there's some hilarious stuff with him. I don't even know if I can retell those stories on the air. It's going to be a big money week tomorrow. Today it's the Fed news. Tomorrow we get the numbers on GDP growth. If it's negative, again, that's two quarters negative, that's recession. Brett McDonald will crunch all those numbers for us this afternoon at 5:15, and we'll see how the market reacts to today's Fed announcement, whatever they decide to do. Same thing tomorrow.
Looks like three quarters of a point.
Something like that, at least, yeah. And how it impacts you, ultimately, that's what he really wants to get across, is how is this going to impact people, whether they're invested or not, because everything that happens on Wall Street ultimately does. If you'd like to have a private consultation, if you ever sat down with a financial planner, he'd say, well, if not him, somebody, 387-0094, because we highly recommend him. 387-0094. Junebug is on the phone.
He's talking about Judas Priest. They did two big songs they had was Breaking the Law, and you know, you got another thing coming.
All right. Well, the point I was making is I'm generally, and most of the people that work in our business are generally familiar with the songs they were exposed to on the radio stations they worked for. I just never worked for a station that played anything by them.
We never worked at a station.
Wasn't a knock on Judas Priest.
No. I had never been a big fan of them either, really.
Well, I appreciate the heads up, though.
I'm a Styx fan. I love Styx.
I'm sorry, what was that group again?
Styx.
Styx!
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, man, thanks.
How old would Judas Priest be now? That's one of those.
Well, is that like a Jethro Tull? Is there one guy named Judas Priest? Well,
who was the guy you said in down in Florida?
Gary Gears.
Yeah, he thought...
He thought Jethro Tull was
a person.
A person. And he had been a guy that transitioned from AM to FM, and that got him off FM.
What's another example of some... Sounds like a name, but it's a name of a group. I'm trying to think. There are others.
Well, dwell on that. If you have something you'd like to suggest, you can call us at 272-9228-704. Traffic, and then SRN News. And then, next hour, Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
It's that time of the morning. We start seeing a lot of cars outbound from Wetumpka on 231, and that's got the Northern Boulevard all lit up right now. We've got a lot of congestion there. Some of it moving on to East Boulevard and I-85. I-65 and 85 looking really good, though, right now. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka as cities look good as well. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Are you a veteran in need of assistance with the VA? Do you need help accessing service records or disputing a disability ratings claim? I understand the red tape that many veterans face, and my office is here to serve you and would love to help if we can. Please visit my website, barrymoore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This message was paid for by the official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You never get the second chance to make a great first impression. Here's how you can make your home stand out. Appearance, beautify, clean up, and clear out. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This portion of our show is brought to you by AARP. You may be older than a flip phone and probably still have one, but you've got money, Graybeard, and that's what advertisers want. AARP.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
But that's all right, news. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Former President Trump reportedly a target of the Biden Justice Department's criminal investigation of alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Federal Reserve today expected to announce a significant three-quarters of a point hike in its key interest rate in a bid to cool red-hot inflation. Still no word on whether House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will go ahead with plans to visit Taiwan, but the Pentagon is taking no chances. It is preparing plans just in case she does make the trip. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has paid another visit to the southern border. He's blasting the Biden administration, writing on Twitter that what's happening at the border is inhumane, evil, and cannot be defended. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 125 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 162. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You had no numbers right on the balls that the machine picked. A Georgia office pool didn't have the winning ticket. So now you're gonna get nothing. Fulfilling. You lost the mega millions, you're still poor, poor, poor.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, no.
Well, we had a lot of fun dreaming on it, right? However, nobody won it anywhere, so no. Now it's the mega billion, I think, isn't it?
It is. We've hit this mark three times in the past.
What's the largest ever?
Largest ever was $1.586
billion. Wow. What year was that?
Wow, that's almost two.
2016. Yeah. Then in 2018, we hit $1.5 billion. Not 586, but $1.5 billion. In 2021, we hit a billion. And then this month, we hit the $790 million, and now we're over a billion on that one. So, yeah, we're not the biggest yet. But it could get there.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my time on some paltry sum. I want a billion or more in that jackpot.
All right. When are we going today?
Here's the thing.
I'll drive.
It's not that far. I got to come back and do a show.
That's true.
I will pay for gasoline for somebody to go.
I was excited.
But I would love to know how many tens of millions of dollars crossed state lines to buy tickets that are not going to be building or funding our schools, paying for scholarships for our Alabama kids, and giving at least decent raises to Alabama's best teachers.
It was worth the $40 to me just for the excitement level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I came in yesterday. I told the boss, the buttery one, yeah. Rick Peters. Hey, Rick. If I win this thing, I'm buying this company, and I'm signing it right back over to you. And thank you for all the opportunity. And
I had nieces and nephews responding to my post yesterday, and lots of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's when you find out who your real friends are. So we get another chance at it.
Friday night is.
But I got to tell you, I just hate the fact that we have to drive at least, what is it, 70 miles to the border?
Something about that.
That's a 2.5 hour. And, you know, and everybody's going to want to go to the place that have lotto tickets close to the line, so those places will be packed.
Can you imagine being close to the Georgia line, any one of those convenience stores?
I saw that happen. In fact, it might have been one of those times it wasn't a billion. We were coming back from Warm Springs, and I stopped. Let's stop at this convenience store here. Mm-hmm. We're not too close to the state line, and it shouldn't be too crazy. And that turned out to be a good movie, even though the ticket didn't win anything.
What about, does Florida have the same Mega Millions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They've got their own. These multi-state lotteries, Mega Millions, Powerball, somehow the states have a divvy up system where they each get a share of all the money, and then Florida has its own lotto. And for years on the lotto ticket you bought, it would tell you how many billions of dollars they had given to education.
Yeah.
And last I knew, it was in the 30s or 40s.
And here in Alabama, it's still zero.
Still a big fat.
Oh!
All right. So maybe this will inspire a change, but somehow I doubt it. 7:14, a very interesting type of day coming up. Another thing to celebrate here on July 27th, right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Someday, I'm going to be thrilled to tell you that we have a cooling trend on the way. You remember that one July?
But not today.
No. That one July, right around the 4th of July, where we had a very reasonable and very comfortable period of time. Wow. All right, so none of that. Today's the hottest day so far with a high around 96. Hottest day this week, that is, with the heat index 102 to 105. Will be 97 tomorrow. Any pop-up storms today and tomorrow will be isolated in nature. Very widely scattered. Rain chances 20% or less today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 75. Storms a little bit more numerous by Friday and Saturday, but still random. But more storms on the radar. We'll be in the mid-90s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And a slight chance of storms Sunday. Right now this morning, 77 degrees. The dew point is 75 now. 716.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
My pants seem to have a life of their own. Sometimes they just run away from home. When they go, I don't know where, but I'm standing here in my underwear saying, hey, babe, it's take your pants for a walk day. Hey, honey, it's take your pants for a walk day. Randy weighs over 400 pounds. Has a little red cart he drives around. He knows he needs to lose some weight, but first he's gotta find some cake. I said, hey, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. I said, come on, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. And the Walmart carts go beep, 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 beep.
Those carts aren't making that beeping sound enough. Their retail sales down. All the major retailers were down yesterday. But for some reason, the market looks optimistic.
I think the market just is expecting this, and that's why it's...
They've probably already baked it in, as Brent likes to say. I don't know if Mrs. Ritterbuttle is saying we're getting our insulation today.
Okay.
Through Clark's. Hopefully that'll fix the gigantic bill problem. But when you go to Costco, you obviously have to present your card. And I guess this guy kept going and forgetting it. So he went to a tattoo place and had the card tattooed on his arm. So if he forgot it, and when he went to see if it worked, it did.
Wait, you can scan your chest or something?
That's what the guy did. But what happens if they issue him a new number, you know, down
That's
the road? Because they do, you do have to renew those memberships. But at least you're not likely to leave your arm at home when you leave your house. 718. Speaking of clubs, there's one at Brian Jewelry. I think you should join it because you'll save $200 on your, or save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And that's always worth it. What can you get for $200 at Brian Jewelry? An incredible amount of selections and choices. Take a look. Go to brianjewelry.com. That's where you sign up. And then you'll see just how extensive and competitively priced their collection is. Proud to say that over the years, folks from Greenville, Clanton, Pike Road, Tallahassee, I think somebody called once, might have even been Teesper from Opelika, that have chosen Brian Jewelry, either for a specific item. Well, I mean, and Janelle's, she's got a wish list on Brian Jewelry, too. She loves their stuff, and I try to bring her something from Brian Jewelry every Christmas or occasionally maybe on a birthday, too. And she's got good taste. She inherited from her mother. So she's almost like the best endorsement you can give a jewelry store. They can create it from scratch, so if you have an idea, you can bounce all over the place trying to find it. Why not just go straight to Brian Jewelry, meet with Lynn and her team, and they will bring in your idea to life because they can create it from scratch. Layaway program is open and on for Christmas time. You'll find them at 1778 East Main in the preferred community of Prattville and at brianjewelry.com. We are ready to go with random facts. Get your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting. That shooting happened Tuesday in the area of Ann Street and Interstate 85. One man was shot and died at the scene. Authorities believe the shooting may have happened in the 2000 block of Winifred Street. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a May shooting. 36-year-old Anthony Jones of California was arrested and charged in the shooting death of 42-year-old Sylvester Shackelford. That shooting happened in the area of Traction Avenue and Pauline Street.
Once officers arrived, they found Shackelford dead from a gunshot wound. And two juveniles have been charged with murder and first-degree burglary after a body was found in a hand-dug grave in Chilton County. On May 5th, deputies responded to a wooded area east of Alabama Highway 145 to investigate a tip from a nearby resident. There they discovered a body. Investigators identified the remains as those of 71-year-old Thomas Creel of Jemison. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 at ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
We're talking with David Little, who is here to tell us everything that's going on at Tucker Pecan Company.
Man, I tell you what, Jay, I was down there going in the store the other day, and I looked, and my old buddy Foster Grump was down there, and he came in the store, and I brought him along with me today. What do you think, Foster?
Well, you know, I know what y'all have all kind of great jewelry and other gift items, but the pecans, oh my goodness, the chocolate-covered pecans, they, you know, those things are awesome. And the roasted and salted, they are perfect to sit out there and eat you some scrimps with. Also, they had at Tucker Pecan, they have turtles, not the kind that swim around in the water. They got turtles that are made out of caramel and pecans. They have all kinds of great candies at Tucker Pecan. And as always, Lieutenant Stan had to get him an ice cream cone. You know Lieutenant Stan. So, you know what? I had a great time, David. Well, thanks for coming down, Foster. We had a great time seeing you. And hey, everybody, come see us. We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
July 27th is Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. It's also Take Your Pants for a Walk Day and Walk on Stilts Day. Okay, first, put on some pants. Didn't know that about me, did you? Next, I'll grab my Fern Freddy, climb on these stilts. Now, it's time to go for a... Oh, Freddy! Just take your houseplants for a walk today, okay? It's a lot safer.
And now...
May the bird of paradise land on your...
Random, Max.
See, that's a houseplant.
I did see it. I got that.
Did you know? Some cyclones. Was there one? This one. This is a weird one. Victor Cindy? A cyclone Victor Cindy, I think?
There are various basins around the world. I don't know of that one.
Well, that's the one. Cyclones Katrina and Victor Cindy. It was a cyclone in the southern hemisphere. It maintained its circulation for over 50 days. It crossed over three basins and used three names. I guess Katrina, Victor, Cindy were the three names that it used as it was doing all that. It crossed South Pacific, Australian region, and Southwest Indian Ocean.
And by the way, they're very rare in the southern hemisphere. Very rare.
Why is that?
Climate, I guess?
Water temperatures and stuff like that.
Why is that?
You know who that is?
No.
Dennis Franz.
Dennis Franz, yeah.
From NYPD.
Another guy who did such a great job on a TV show that he was really, you couldn't put him on anything else.
That's it. I know. What do you don't think of him as anything else other than that.
Hey, here's something we ought to put in real quick here. Accident I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill. Pieces of vehicle and some type of liquid are on the road, and most of the lanes are backed up. So that's, again, I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill.
Did you know? Back in 2005, a girl in London started sleepwalking. Do you know anybody who sleepwalks?
Not really.
I do. He's not around anymore. He died. But
and according to the Three Stooges, you close your eyes and you walk with your arms perpendicular to your body. And
yeah,
right. For some reason, that's the image of a sleepwalker. I don't know why. And which is the same as a ghost or a zombie.
Yeah.
I know somebody who does that and sends texts that they don't remember in the middle of the night.
Wow. That's got to be scary.
Could have been drunk, too. I mean...
Yeah, well, this girl in London in 2005 started sleepwalking and climbed a 130-foot-tall crane.
Wow. How would you like to wake up at the top of one of those?
Jeez.
That makes my hands sweat just thinking about it.
That's just scary. Did you know the life expectancy of reinforced concrete...
The life expectancy of reinforced concrete
is only about 50 to 100 years.
Would that be like rebar reinforced? Is that what?
Reinforced concrete? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a concrete guy. But
Tom Latham, if you're listening.
Yeah. Reinforced concrete.
Like to reinforced. Know. So 50 to 100 years?
50 to 100 years.
But didn't.
See, we're thinking about having him do a patio for us. I want to know that it's going right, to get 50 yeah, years out
sure,
of it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't the Romans invent concrete?
Could have.
And some of their viaducts are still...
Well, the viaducts, yeah.
That's amazing.
That was great engineering there. Reinforced concrete.
Go ahead.
Hey, do you know who the largest producer of bagpipes is? What country produces the largest... Or what... Yeah. What country is the largest producer of bagpipes?
You wouldn't be doing this if it was Scotland.
Right, because it's not Scotland.
It's not Scotland. So I'm going to guess
it is off the wall, man.
Germany?
No.
Germany?
What's wrong with the bagpipes we got?
Yeah.
They blow pretty good, don't it?
That's what she said.
What's some of them bagpipes we got? Pakistan. Yeah.
Pakistan
is the largest producer of bagpipes.
Wow.
Who knew?
That's a shocker.
Isn't it? Yeah. Do you know where the busiest train station in the world is?
Okay.
Busiest train station in the world.
The busiest train station in the world. Where do you think it is?
I think it's not far from where they make the bagpipes. India?
Right, yeah. No, it's not there.
So is it...
Japan?
What you would expect?
It is Japan.
It's a Tokyo?
It's Japan. Well, it's Japan. Yeah. Could be in Tokyo as well. Do you know the second busiest
London?
Train station
I'll
in the
say,
world?
I'll say London.
Korea?
Nope. Well, it's also in Japan.
Oh.
Do you know where the third is?
Japan.
Yeah. I could keep doing this because the 23 busiest train stations in the world are all located in Japan.
Wow. That's a country, though, that's made for rail because it's not that big.
And the population density that they have is just going
to
be...
Yeah, and I'm sure you can get to places faster jumping on a train because they have the high-speed bullet trains.
Yeah.
How about us? We spent $4 billion on a bullet train in California that never happened.
I wish it would. I really wish it would.
Oh, it's got to be amazing.
Many places in the world have those high-speed trains all over Europe. And,
but not us.
Not us.
I wish they would do that. What was it, light rail or whatever they were trying to do for the train thing? I really wish they would. Did you know? This was the only time... Huh. Trying to think of how I could word this to be a nice little trivia thing. It was the only time this was used in North America. It was in 1889 in the French territory of Saint-Pierre, just off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada. Mm-hmm. It was the only time that this device was ever used in North America. It was used all the time. Over in London and France and that sort of thing. Mm. But it was only ever used one time here.
North America. Some device.
I know. You won't be able to guess it because that's just so vague.
Bagpipe?
The bagpipe, yeah. No, the guillotine. Or the guillotine. The guillotine. It was only used one time in North America, in Canada, actually. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Suez Canal. Along with Microsoft being a little overconfident, we'll also talk about Chiclets. Is that that's chewing gum, right?
Yes.
Right, Chiclets. Yeah. We'll talk about your tears, like when you cry and stuff, the tears. And we'll talk about... a supersonic airliner that is not the Concorde? That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Thank you. It is 7:30, so that means the bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there, boys.
That's right.
We're making good time today, too.
Fitty, fitty.
Hey, my profound thanks to the team at Don Duncan's Bell Road location yesterday. They took great care of Mr. Ritterbo. You know, if there's a specific time you need to get the service done so you can wait, they're ready. It's like having your own personal pit crew. And they did a phenomenal job for her. And she also now has good windshield wipers. They make such a difference, too. You don't realize that they do wear down.
I just got new windshield wipers, and my gosh, the difference is amazing.
And something else, too. A mechanic, a garden variety mechanic, might not have noticed, but her car requires synthetic motor oil. Anything else will not work. And once you learn these things, because we, you know, who reads their car manuals? Some people, I'm sure, do. But most of us don't.
It's a book.
It's a book filled with stuff we have no concept. We can't. But the mechanics of Don Duncan can handle it. So if your check engine light comes on, stop by one of the three locations. If your tires are looking as bald as Larry Thine from the Three Stooges, well, go see Don, because they've got wholesale price tires, all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes installation. Starting with Mount Duncan in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, high atop the Shining Hill. You also have Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and the one that Raj used yesterday on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And you also find Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. By the way, they had to cancel their Friday guest visit with us. They're going to do it a week from Friday.
Oh, okay. For the Duncan and Sons
Predict-a-thon preview, yes. Okay. 7:32, part two of Random Facts coming up.
Well, I-85 southbound, we have an accident right before Perry Hill. It's in the leftmost lanes. There's debris in the roadway. We've also got a couple of vehicles off on the left side of the road. You'll need to be in the right lanes to miss the debris and what's ever leaked out of the vehicle. Please use caution there. Traffic's backed up all the way to East Boulevard. Minor accident, I-85 northbound at Mount Meigs. Everywhere else, we're just flat busy this morning, so please be careful. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. An equity loan or cash out refinance on your home may be a phone call away. Call MCS, the company that answers their phone when you call. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Random facts coming up in a moment. One of my listeners wanted to know the number for turf stalkers. Great lawn service, pressure washing, and more. fantastic reviews from the people that have used them. It's 558-1611, 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Inventor of the Vinyl Seat.
Mr. Inventor of the Vinyl Seat.
Sitting on your seats in a pair of shorts when it's 100 degrees out is like being field dressed with a buck knife.
Glued to the couch now.
Yes, if your material was any more painful, the CIA would use it to interrogate prisoners.
Goodbye, waterboarding.
No need for a seatbelt. The unbreakable bond between flesh and vinyl can withstand a 200-mile-an-hour car crash.
Government approved now.
So go ahead. Invent another diabolical upholstery. Why not cover a lazy boy in roofing tar? Because after all, your ridiculous invention can be summed up with two words. Involuntary exfoliation.
Mr. Inventor of the Vinyl Seat.
And now,
it's finally time for part two of
Random Facts.
See, they're just talking about a vinyl.
Yep.
And
finally.
Finally time. Yeah.
did you know in 2017, a sailor was stranded and alone on a cargo ship near the Suez Canal? For almost 4 years, he was there. Since the owner was having financial difficulties and the captain had gone ashore, the local court declared that the sailor... declared the sailor the legal guardian, I guess, of the cargo ship, I suppose. I'm not sure. But yeah, that was the situation. Did you know that Microsoft held a mock funeral for the iPhone because they thought that their Windows Phone 7 was going to completely dominate Apple in sales?
Huh.
A little bit of hubris there.
So wait a minute. They did a mock funeral for the
iPhone.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Microsoft made their own phone. Oh. Figured it was going to just, you know.
And it did.
Yeah, it did not.
Yeah, that's obnoxious. We had a couple of talk show goons in Florida named Rick and Suds. Anytime a station changed format or
Rick
something, they would have a funeral service for it. And I guess they had trade with somebody because they would put tombstones in front of their building in memory of these stations, like they're the ones that knocked them off the air.
Uh-huh.
And now they're dead. So too bad, so sad. Back to you, Jim.
Rick and Suds.
What a stupid.
music.
Ooh. You just heard everything there was to hear on the Rick and Suds show.
Rick and Suds.
Sounds like something you would order at a pub.
I'll have the Rick
and Suds. Is that the same as a black cow?
Did you know, Chiclets, do you know where they get their name from?
No.
I guess it's pronounced Chicle. Chicle.
Oh, the chicle plant.
The chicle tree, yeah.
Yeah. I did know that, but it didn't register immediately. Because I am dense.
The chicle tree, the sap, was a prehistoric form of chewing gum. You'd be able to pull that sap off the tree and chew it. So, yeah.
That's I've really never good. Tried it raw.
Neither have I. Chiclets raw. Chiclets in the raw.
How do you like your chiclets? Raw.
Right off the tree. Did you know as you get older, you produce fewer tears?
That makes me cry.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Your tears get less and less as you get older.
You know, it also seems to go hand in hand with the fact that as you age and you have more experience with the sad events in life, the better you are at
handling them.
Handling them, yeah.
Although you're quite emotional.
Yes. but I don't cry. You can be emotional without crying.
Yeah.
I have evidence to prove otherwise.
What?
I mean, you know, I've got the whole, we got the whole thing on video of where, you know, your daughter was on
Father's Day gift.
Yeah, and you just, yeah.
You know, it is really late. I think you should continue with random facts. Now, I have food outlet specials to tell everybody about.
Don't get upset.
I have the power to cut that from 11 to 10, you know.
Don't cry.
Yeah, I think it's helped me, but in a way where, you know, I think about my parents and it's just like, I will never go through anything that hard again in my life.
Yep.
And so anything that I may be going through that may be giving me any kind of emotion, I'm like, this could always be worse and you've experienced it before. So this is nothing. As long as you can kind of put it into perspective of really what makes something. You
know, I am going to bawl my eyes out when I die. I am going to miss myself so much.
I'm going to miss myself so much.
I think that'll probably be the worst.
Stay tuned for Dead Budell.
That column got a lot of hits, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to miss myself so much. I love that.
Thank you.
And finally, did you know the first supersonic airliner was not the Concorde? It was also not what was called a TU-144. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. It's a Russian plane.
It wasn't that one either. The first supersonic airliner was a DC-8.
Is that right?
How did that happen?
During a test flight in 1961, it achieved supersonic speed for 16 seconds while in a dive.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That was not designed to fly at supersonic speeds in level flight. So, yeah, there are other planes that have done that, too.
Yeah, there was a chase plane that was accompanying the airliner. The pilot of that chase plane was Chuck Yeager, who was the first one to break that sound barrier.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I just saw a special on him. He's just amazing. Isn't he? He's a great guy, too.
God. Oh, man. One of a kind.
Yeah. Those are all of your random facts.
I got a little bulletin here.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
That's what she said.
What'd you say? Ah, shut up.
The Chicago Bears are leaving the city. They are moving to the suburbs. And the look on Beetlejuice's face was priceless. And that's what happens when you let your city devolve into a crime-ridden crap hole. Wouldn't be surprised to see the White Sox be the next to go.
I gotta believe, though, that it's leftover money, right?
Well, the open spaces, the access to roads, it's all in the suburbs. But Soldier Field, even though it's on the lakefront, forget it. The city does not protect its people.
There's the picture.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Nicolas Cage.
He does look like
it. Yeah, he does. Which one is which?
Hey, we mentioned earlier that Friday is National Chicken Wing Day. Do you know you can celebrate? They have 5-pound bags of chicken wings for $11.23 at Food Outlet. 5 pounds. That is one of this week's specials. Everything is cost plus 10%.
Boy, you put that in the air fryer and good deal.
Bananas, 50 cents a pound. I know that is down. Baby back pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. Chuck eye steaks, you've got we're going to be one of your breakfasts next week.
Okay.
Chuck eye steak.
All right.
Because I've heard they're just like the most underrated cut of steak out there.
Very tender, right?
$5.91 a pound. Yeah. Ziegler sliced bacon, $4.45 for the 12-ounce package. Ziegler smoked sausage, $3.63. And on it goes. Cost plus 10 on everything in the store, including household goods. If you haven't been to Food Outlet and you're watching the prices just get ridiculous at these other chain stores, including Big Blue, try them. Three locations, Highway 14 and Millbrook Food Outlet on Main Street in Prattville, west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning. I've been shopping there in my 10th year now, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Free Market. All right, we are ready to go with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about bagpipes. Not bad
not
pipes.
Bad pipes.
I mean, you know.
Bad None pipes. Of us have bad pipes. We've got great pipes. We have radio pipes.
AM and FM.
Which country produces the most Which is the largest producer of bagpipes? What country produces the most bagpipes?
272-9228. 272-9228 if you don't win the $10 Food Network gift certificate. Stick around and do a follow-up question. Get extra entries in Friday's grand prize drawing with some great stuff. We'll collect your calls while you're listening to Traffic with Skipper.
Well, we've got an accident. I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill. It is in the left lanes off on the left side of the roadway, but there's debris in the roadway. Folks are trying to get around on the right side. Traffic is backed up past East Boulevard now. On I-85 northbound, right at that same location, there's a new minor accident there. So if you're headed northbound, watch out for it. And another minor accident, I-85 northbound at Mount Meigs. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery right at the moment. Medical billing and coding classes begin September 13th, and pharmacy technician begins September 19th. That's at Trenum State. You may qualify for WIOA funding. Call Trenum State, 420-4240. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we have a board full here, we're happy to say. And Chris, you were the first one in. Can you...
The wonderful craftsman of Pakistan.
Yeah.
You're a winner.
That's right.
There's the bagpipes.
Yes, and by the way...
Probably not kilts, though.
They probably play them when they call to see if you want to renew your auto insurance. Your car's motor, whatever the hell. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. Chris, stay on the line. You won the $10 food. That gives you the...
And that'll be all.
It will. Jandra, you... We need you.
I'm here.
Are you at the drive-up window?
I'm sorry?
Are you at the drive-up window right now?
I just placed my order, so I'm good.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right.
I got you. So, you ready for a backup?
Sure.
The 23 biggest train stations in the world are all in what country?
Japan
is correct.
Excellent work. Enjoy whatever it is you ordered, and call us again, because you're cool. We like you. Steve.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. This device was only used one time in North America.
This device was only used once in North America.
Yep.
It can't be Greg Bedell's bicycle, that's for sure.
No, it's not.
You stumped.
I thought you had it. All right, okay, yeah. That's all right. No problem.
Catch you later.
All right, thank you, Steve. Here we go to Gray Hair.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
I'm trying to get ahead in the game.
Yeah, I think that's the answer.
Yeah, he's talking about the guillotine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know the guillotine.
Gotcha. Okay, that's correct.
Yeah. Excellent. Good work. Let's go to Papa John.
Hey, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
One of the last random facts, the first supersonic aircraft, let me put it this way. The first aircraft that reached a supersonic speed was what kind of airplane?
About a DC-8 for 16 seconds.
DC-8 is correct. Yes, you got it.
That is excellent. And thank you for that story, Jay, because maybe we'll see Papa John at Baumhauer's night. It's Baumhauer's night tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's Wickle, Wet Your Wickle night, because we are putting out Wickles. For you to come by and sample.
They have great wickles.
Come and join us.
With the ranch dressing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, we would love to see you there. Baumhauer's Victory Grill right after happy hour, though the group starts gathering around 5:15. At the big rectangular, it used to be Knights of the Round Table, but they took the round tables out and put in longer rectangular tables.
Yeah.
But... same location at the end of the bar.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Stay in an air-conditioned room as much as you can today. It's going to be another day of relentless heat. With a high temperature today, I've got us at 96 today, 97 tomorrow, heat index near the 105 danger range. And yesterday, radar was quiet, and I think radar will be very quiet today and tomorrow. Any pop-up storms that do develop today and tomorrow will be isolated, very widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. In fact, today rain chance is probably closer to 10%, maybe 20% tomorrow. Storms becoming a little bit more numerous by Friday and Saturday, but still random. but more storms to go around. Radar will be more active by Friday and Saturday. Mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rain chances small on Sunday. Right now this morning, I'm not even going to tell you the humidity level right now. The winds are calm. It's 77 at 751.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
You know, I think was over at Jack Ingram yesterday. Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola. I did not get a report on what happened, but I do want to tell you this. If you have had trouble finding something to drive, because inventories have been low everywhere.
Yeah.
At Jack Ingram, they have had a significant boost now in inventory to shop from, especially if you're looking for something under $10,000. Well, actually, we must have done a great job because one of those cars has already been sold.
There you go.
But there's a 2001 Lexus RX 300. I got to drive one of those when they were brand new. And I can tell you this, luxury is timeless. And that car has very low mileage. It looks like it was garage kept, maintained in perfect condition. I know they checked the Carfax vehicle history report. No accidents involving serious damage. The interior must be clean and pristine. And of course, ultimately the engine. The mechanics at Ingram do a 108-point checkup before they put that car on the floor. It's almost a classic. And I'll tell you something else. I like the look of the RX 300 from that era more than I do the current one. It's still a great vehicle, no matter what year. But check it out. That is $7,600. I think that would be a good investment. And by the way, that car was ahead of its time when it came to technology, interior technology. Also, a 2014 Acura TL 3.5. That's at $9,300. That's a car that also gets great gas mileage, offers all your interior bells and whistles, you know, Bluetooth and so forth. And you can drive away in that one for $158 a month with the online deal at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It's time to love what you drive. It's time to love the mileage you get. It's time to love the way that car feels when you're sitting in it. Stop by and see Tip Tames and his amazing team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Valora. Don't forget the Value car lot across the street, too. Or visit them right now at jackingram.com.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Biden wants to convince a skeptical public that the United States is not, in fact, heading into a recession. He's sending that message in the lead-up to the release of a key report on the economy's overall health. The Commerce Department on Thursday will release new gross domestic product figures. General Motors' second quarter net income fell 40% from a year ago, as computer chip and parts shortages hobbled factory output and drove the company's U.S. sales down more than 15%. The Detroit automaker earned $1.67 billion from April through June, in part because it could not deliver 95,000 vehicles. A former official at the United Auto Workers was sentenced Tuesday to nearly 5 years in prison for embezzling $2.1 million. Timothy Edmonds was secretary treasurer of UAW Local 412, which represents about 2,600 people. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live. What does that mean? It means that if you watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, you'll see stories from local places with local people. We're in your neighborhoods to find the stories that matter to you. If you want your news local, then watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32 and see the difference. That's what we mean when we say that Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell.
Things sound so good you can almost taste it. Like Bluebell strawberry lemonade ice cream. Delicious strawberry ice cream swirled with lemonade sherbet and sprinkled with lemon flavored flakes. It's better than you can imagine.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
For Bluebell ice cream at all Food Depot stores and CarMac Grocery in Notasulga.
Try that oatmeal cream pie or that strawberry lemonade, their new flavors. Those are so good. And always at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
Especially that strawberry lemonade. That was really good.
But we're not here to talk about ice cream right now.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We were just out in front of the building because we're right off Carmichael Road, midway between Perry Hill and the Boulevard, and we heard sirens coming
from
every direction.
Sirens, yeah.
There's an accident on I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill. Pieces of the vehicle and some type of liquid water fuel on the road. So the backup going southbound on 85 is really wretched.
Well,
it's long.
It's not moving at all outside our studios.
So I'm southbound. Assuming there's a cleanup or something going on. So if you're on 85 and you're coming towards downtown, you'd best make your way to Vaughan Road or to Atlanta Highway. In fact, if you're heading towards Chantilly, get off there and avoid this because that looks like it's going to be a while. And then there's a minor accident northbound at the same location.
So I-85's having a tough morning.
It really is. All right, and we'll have another update from Skipper in a few minutes.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim. A new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again.